मुनयो
ज्ञान
वैराग्य
वैराग्य
दुष्टया
पश्यन्ति
आत्मनि
आत्मानं
सत्या
श्रुता
विहितया
This
truth is realized by the seriously inquisitive student or sage who is well equipped with knowledge and who has become detached by rendering devotional service and hearing the Vedanta Shruti.
सत्सदधानामुनयो ज्ञान वैराग्य जुक्तया पश्यन्ति आत्मनि च आत्मानं भक्त्या श्रुतगृहीतया सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल इट हैज बीन डिस्क्राइब्ड व्हाट इज द पर्पस ऑफ लाइफ द ह्यूमन फॉर्म ऑफ लाइफ It is not meant for being spoiled like the dogs and hogs. The dogs and hogs, they are busy to find out food, where is food, where is food. And they are spoiling the whole day and night. Their life has been made by nature in such a way that they have no other business than to find out where is some food. And laboring, they are laboring very hard. So human life is not meant for that purpose. It is a chance given by the nature's way. Asitin chaturang sayulakhang sang jiva jati shu 8,400,000 forms of life we are passing through. Nature has given a chance, the human form of body, especially civilized form of body. Nothing. What is the purpose? Just like try to understand a government servant. A big minister or MPs, they are given all facilities of living condition, good bungalow, nice salary, servants. What is the purpose? The purpose is that with cool brain, satisfied mind, they will be able to render valuable service to the administration. That is the purpose. Similarly, human being has been given so much facilities. The grains, the fruits, the flowers, the milk, intelligence to construct nice house, nice road, nice cities. The cats and dogs, they cannot do it. Why? To live peacefully and try to understand the value of life. Not that we get more facilities for bodily comfort and we engage ourselves in sanctuary. No. Just like in the Western world, they have been endowed with so much facility of comfortable life, but because they do not know how to utilize the comfortable situation of life, there is so much chaos and confusion. The so rich nations, young boys and girls, they are turning to be hippies. Because they do not find it is happening. The same wine, same woman and same motor car and same road, it has been disgusted. That is nature's way. Because human life is not meant for that purpose. Human life is meant for, as it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, jivasya tattva jignyasa, not just deha karma bhi. You are working so hard. You are so working hard. Why? Is it meant for simply self-gratification and satisfying the bodily needs that is being done by the hawks and dogs? There we see the hawks, they are always busy. So, this human form of life is not meant for that purpose. Jivas tattva jignyasa, earn money, but be comfortable, but utilize time. Tattva jignyasa, athata brahma jignyasa, that is your aim of life. So this has been described in the previous verses as jivas tattva jignyasa. Not just deha karma bhi. If you have no program for tattva jignasa, then why should you work so hard? Food is available for birds and geese. You have also your food that is already there, destined. By nature's way, by God's arrangement, eko bhunam vidudhati kama, God provides food. Just before your birth, the child takes birth. The mother, young mother, has no milk on the breast a minute ago. But as soon as the child is born, immediately there is profuse milk in the breast of the mother. That is the nature of animal. Before birth, the food the child immediately requires, the mother's breast, there is milk supply immediately. So, by God's arrangement, the economic position is already arranged. Our only business is tattva jignasa. What is that tattva? Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabda. The original cause of everything, the cause of all causes, that is already mentioned in the Vedas, that Krishna, Ishara Parama Krishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadidadi Govinda Sarvakaranata. Because of all causes, why we have come to this material world, why we are under the threefold miserable condition of life, adhyatthika, adhibhautika, adhivaivik. These things are to be inquired. I do not wish to die, but death is forced upon me. I do not want to become old man. Old age is forced upon me. So these are the inquiries, tattva-jignasa. But they are not interested, neither the educational department, nor any other department. They are simply interested, where is money. Jiva chate haya rajan, kutumma bharaneva va. We are spoiling our night simply by sleeping, and those who have got sex facilities, stranger and sex life, this is the night's engagement, and day's engagement, where is money. And if he gets money, then how to spend it for relatives, for sons, children, etc. Jiva chate haya rajan. So in this way, we shall not spoil our life. The life purpose is divine. They do not know. The modern civilization do not know what is the purpose of life. Nati vidu sat gatin hi vishnu. They are trying to make adjustment, political situation, social situation, so many problems. the United Nations, they are trying to solve the problems of whole nation, but still the war is going on between such and such party, and everyone busy in politics and diplomacy. This way, the problems of life cannot be solved. If there is any solution of the problems of life, it is actually this Krishna consciousness movement. Those who are intelligent, they should study the purpose of Krishna consciousness movement and try to apply in all fields of activities, political, social, religious, anything, economical, everything. Can we call Jiva-satattva-vigraha? This is called inquiry, inquisitiveness about the absolute truth. Now, this verse is describing how one can become interested in the values of life. The values of life is to inquire the absolute truth. How this inclination can be developed, or how Krishna consciousness can be developed. Tattva-jignasa means Brahma, Paramatma, and Bhagavan, Krishna. Now, how this inclination, there is inclination in everyone, but by artificial means they have been checked. Otherwise, normally, this inclination is there in everyone's heart. Nishtha Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kavuna. It is not an artificial imposition. Naturally, there is tendency to know if he is a sane man, what I am, what is God, what is my relationship with him, why I am suffering. There are so many questions. So here it is suggested that if you are actually serious about tattva-jignasa, to understand the absolute truth, so this is the process. What is that? Tat-sabda-dhāna. Sabdhyā. Sabdhyā means that at least to understand that these people are doing some nice things. That's why in Europe and America, these papers are now discussing about our movement. They say they are nice people and we want more of them. At least they are saying like that. Say, these Hare Krishna people, they are very nice and we want more of them. And in Berkeley, when our procession was taken, the neighboring shopkeepers, they remarked that these people are not window-breaking crowd. Because as soon as there is some crowd or procession, immediately they begin to break the windows and throw stones. That has become a custom. So, when they see that these people are very peaceful, even the police, they also give certificates that we don't have to take much worry to control this crowd when our Rathajatra festival goes. So actually, this is the fact. Jashati bhakti bhagavat akinchana sarvayugunai tattva samasate sura. If one develops Krishna consciousness, devotion to Krishna, then naturally, without any separate endeavor, all the good qualities will develop. This is the symptom how one is advancing in Krishna consciousness. That means all the good qualities will be visible in his character. That is practical. Anyone can check that like this boy, this girl, European American boys and girls, who have taken to this Krishna consciousness, just see how their bad habits have been altogether stopped. All good qualities will develop, you see practice. You see, practicals. These young boys and girls will never ask me, give me some money, I shall go to cinema. Or I shall purchase a packet of cigarettes, I shall drink, no. This is practical. And everyone knows that from the very very birth, they are accustomed to eat meat, and I do not know from the very beginning whether they are accustomed to taking toxicants, but actually they are habituated to these things, but they have already proven as good now. They don't drink tea, coffee, cigarettes, anything. Several ignorant doctors from us. This is a test. The man has become devotee at the same time smoking. This is ludicrous. This is ludicrous. A devotee cannot smoke, cannot indulge in intoxication. Not illicit sex or meat or it cannot. That is disqualification. That means he is not on the platform. This is the practical. So, tasthadadhana. The first thing is sadhya. Adu sadhya. That is the beginning of Krishna conscious life. Rupa Goswami has given this formula that in order to attain to the perfectional stage of life, how to love God. Krishna consciousness movement means that we are teaching people how to love God. This is the seventh sabhata. Unfortunately, people have no idea of God. Who is God? What is His form? Generally they think God has no form. If anyone has advanced little in spiritual life, they come to the point of nirakar or nirvishesh brahma, formless. That is the first day in brahma realization. We have already described it. But beyond that, they don't want to proceed. They think this is fact, this is fine. To realize the impersonal secret of the Atula throat, that is fine. That is Mahabharata philosophy. No, that is not fine. Still you have to advance. Realize Paramatma. Still you have to advance. Realize God, the Supreme Personality of God. So we are teaching people how to love the Supreme Personality of God. That means one who has surpassed the realm of Brahma and Paramatma, they can realize, they can understand what is the process of loving God. If they have no idea of God, then whom to love? You cannot love air or sun. You must have form. But they have no idea what is the form of God. Therefore, Shastra says, here is form. Ishvara Parama Krishna. Satchidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means form. Without form, how we can love? To come to that perfection and say, how to love God? This is our philosophy. How to love God? Samai Pumthana Paro Dharma Jato Bhakti Radhokhaji. That is first-class religious system which helps the follower to come to the point to love God. That is first-class. Sabai gunkhaan karo dharmo jato bhakti adho khaji. Ohi tuki apputi hata jayatma sutrasirati. If you want that way, peace and tranquility, atma, of yourself, of your mind, of your body, everything, fully. Then, this is the process. This is the aim, how to love God. So that stage, that supreme stage can be attained, as it is described stop Sabradhana, Sabhya. Rupa Goswami therefore says, Adu Sabhya. In the beginning, one must have a conviction that I must love Krishna as well. This is the first. That Chaitanya Charitamrita explains this Sabhya. Sabhya Sabhya Visha Subhira Nishya. Krishna Bhakti Kaile Sarva Karma Pitaha. This is called Sabhya. Beginning. One, Bhagavan, Sri Krishna is teaching in the Bhagavad Gita, Sarva Dharman Paritraja Mamitam Saranam Vraja. Aham Tva Sarva Papi Bhama Krishna. This is the beginning. If I am firmly convinced that simply by surrendering unto the lotus feet of Krishna, I will be saved by Him, because He assures I aham tva sarva pape brahma prasam. People suffer on account of sinful activities. The resultant actions have reserved them. What we are suffering now, it is the resultant action of our past sinful activities. And we are preparing another body in this life by committing sinful activities. The more we, everyone within this material world, who has got this material body, it is to be understood, it is due to our past sinful activities. It doesn't matter what kind of body you have got. Therefore, Bhagavad says that we should not undergo any more sinful activities. Rathadhumanye jato atmano ayam asannati klesatayaso deha. Although you have got this temporary body, you can say that although I am suffering and it will be finished in 20 years, 10 years. Asannati, it is not permanent. But why you should make yourself under these tribulations of life. That is the problem. Not only that, asannati klesa vyasa deha, I have got this body, I am suffering, I am undergoing three, four miserable conditions of life. Why I shall make another body again undergo the 3-4 miseries of life? Not only human life, any form of life. Human life, the human form of life, there is possibility of little comfort. Suppose if I get a body like a tree, just like here the eucalyptus tree standing, then I will have to stand for thousands of years. And I have to suffer the scorching heat, shivering cold, blood, wind, and so many things. The people have no education, unfortunately. That the spirit soul is permanent. It is changing different types of body in order to suffer different types of miserable condition of life. They are thinking of easy going. I've got now very nice body, eating, sleeping, making it. And that is the business of the horse and dog. That is not the business of human being. Human being must be serious to understand the value of life and prepare himself for the next life. The next life, if you go back to Krishna, jatagatyana nivattanti tabdhamam paramamma. Krishna says, you can go back to Krishna. Krishna comes here. He says, his incarnation here to Kerala. My dear friend, please come back home. Why you are suffering here? Krishna comes. Krishna Kerala says, Sarvadalman Paritraja, why you have created so many left Kerala? Politics and economics and this and that, so many things have encumbered. Please come to me. You will be happy. This is the whole instruction of Bhagavad Gita. He comes. He shows his Vrindavan Lila. That you can dance also with me. You can play with me, just like thou hast gone. And I shall give you protection. There are so many demons, they're coming to attack us. But I will give you protection. Jolly life. Anandamaya Vyasa. This is Krishna consciousness. Krishna is coming personally. But we are so stubborn, we shall not take to this. We shall not take to this. Abhajananti Manamuraha. Namanatu Chidanam Muraha Prabhadanti Naradha. Krishna says, these are the classes of men who do not surrender unto me. Who are they? Duskritinam. Those who are engaged always in sinful activities. Duskritinam. Muraha. Rascals without any knowledge. Assets. So, Duskritinam Muraha and Naradhava. Lowest of the mankind. Lowest of the mankind means this human form of life is meant for understanding Krishna and surrender unto him, but they are not. They are greedy in so many other aspects and except Krishna consciousness. This is their greed. Naradhama. He can say, for there are so many educated persons, BA, MA, BSCs, and they do not take to Krishna consciousness. But in fact, it comes here. So you can say that so many educated persons they are not taking to Krishna consciousness. Are they Naradhamas, lowest of the mankind? Yes. The immediate answer is yes. Now after passing through big examinations, they have become Naradhama. Yes. The Bhaktivinoda Thakur confirms it. Jeev ke koroye gadha. Jaravidyatha mayar vaiha. This material education, that simply expansion of the opulence of maya, illusion. Suppose if I am in darkness, if the darkness becomes more and more deeper, is it advancement? The darkness, there must be light. Then it is advancement. But if there is little darkness, it will make it more and more dark. Is that advancement? So here it is actually. The advancement of so-called material education is making the people more and more attached to this material world. The value of life is jnana vairagya. To acquire the knowledge, what is the value of life? And when one has actually attained to the platform of knowledge, he should be detached from this material world. Jnana vairagya. That is required. But what is happening? There is no knowledge of the value of life and they are becoming more and more attached to this material. Therefore, Krishna says that so-called advancement of education means maya opposite of jnana. Maya, the illusory energy, is plundering the real purpose of knowledge. Therefore they are not alpha. Simplest point. In Los Angeles, from the university, many scientists come, many psychologists, psychiatrists, we have got many students also, the doctor of science. So we talk. So we flatly say that this advancement of education making you Naradhama, lowest of the mankind. So they are convinced, and some of them are very serious students. So actually, this education that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, jara vidya sa mayara vaibhav tomara bhajane bada. You see, the more a person is materially educated, he has no interest. Just like our whole state has become secular state. No more interest. Here is our Bhagavad Gita. Gandhi started his movement with Bhagavad Gita. The big politician, Aurobindo, he studied Bhagavad Gita. And Tilak, he studied Bhagavad Gita. Now, in our schools and colleges, if there is question of studying Bhagavad Gita, the state will not allow. Is it not? This is the Maya of Wisdom Jnana. Such a cultural book, such a book of knowledge, great book of knowledge, Bhagavad Gita, that bears, it is bears. And if you present Bhagavad Gita with some nonsense commentary, that will be so. And when you speak Bhagavad Gita as it is, of course, actually, now we are getting ground. Our Bhagavad Gita is selling more than other editions, Bhagavad Gita as it is. So actually, this is the knowledge. This knowledge is rejected. Maya hurta jnana. Why this is happening? Asuri bhava maasrita. Because they have taken to the shelter of atheism, the philosophy of atheism. There is no God. Everyone is God. I am God. You are God. Why you are finding out, trying to find out, why you are going to the temples? There is no God. God is everywhere. God is everywhere except in the temple. There is a priest, this philosophy, God is everywhere, why you are going to the temple? So God is everywhere except in the temple. That is the philosophy. So these nonsense things are going on. Oh, Narasama. Therefore they are Narasama. Don't follow this Narasama. Be faithful. Try to understand. Those who are actually followers of God. Evam kuram prapratam evam rajal sayo vidhu. So, you step to this line of disciplic succession from Krishna and try to understand what is absolute truth, what is your relationship with you, how you can get out of the three-four miserable condition of life. This is possible. So that is called Brahma Jijnasa, Tattva Jijnasa, Athata Brahma Jijnasa. Bhagavat also says, Jivasya Tattva Jijnasa. So this Sabda Dhana, if we have got little faith, just like people come here with little faith, that faith is a little spark of fire. Now you have to fan it. Fan it so that fire may increase. Tasvadvadhana munayo. So Tasvadvadhana, Rupa Goswami has given us the formula that if you have got little faith in for understanding the absolute truth, Bhagavan, then adu sadhyatato sadhukam. Associate with sadhu. With sadhu. Sadhu means devotee. Krishna says, opite sudurācāro bhajate mām anannabhā sadhu revakam. He is sadhu. Not a sadhu having big beard or prostitutes and having great class without any sense of Krishna. He is not sadhu. Sadhu means one who is fully engaged in the service of the Lord. He is sadhu. Opita sudrata. He is only not very well behaved. Sudrata. Still he is sadhu. Why? Bhajate mamananda bhav. He has no other business than to love Krishna. This is the symptom of sadhu. So sadhu sangha means sadhu sudhātato sadhu sangha. Sadhu sangha means to associate with the devotees of Krishna. Sadhu sudhātato sadhu sangha atav bhajana kriya. Sadhu Sangha, as soon as these boys, the first of all, they come out of inquisitiveness to our solar centers, gradually they shave their head and try to understand the books and literature, they then come forward, family give me initiation, get me the sannyasi ashram. Gradually they come. Sadhu Siddha Tato Sadhu, this is the effect of Sadhu Sangha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sastra Thor. Lagomastra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhya. Actually, if one associates with a sadhu, with a pure devotee of law, then certainly it will be effective. Certainly, this Krishna consciousness society, is meant for giving opportunity to the people to make association with bhakta. By association with bhakta devotee, they will become also bhakta. Sangha sanjayate kaam. If you associate with drunkard, then you gradually become a drunkard. But if you associate with devotee, gradually become devotee. This is natural sequence. Sadhu Sadhya Tato Sadhu Sangha Ata Bhajana Kriya Tato Anartha Nivittisya Anartha feels which are not wanted. Artha means wanted, something wanted. Anartha means that is not wanted. So we are habituated to so many things, bad habits. So Anartha Nivittisya, this is the result of Bhajana Kriya. Anartha, just like these things as we prohibit illicit sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gang. These are anartha. They are not required at present. But people are habituated to these things on account of bad attitudes. So if you associate with really sadhu, if you execute really devotional service, these anarthas will be. That is the symbol. No more illicit sex, no more intoxication, no more gambling, no more meat eating, fish eating, egg eating. No. That is called anartha. People are not dying for want of cigarette smoking. But it is heavy. You can give it up. You can give up so many things, which is not required at all. So, these unwanted things will be automatically vanished. This is the result of bhajana kriya. Not that I am chanting one hand Hare Krishna and another hand smoking. This is not anarthanate. If actually you are chanting, there will be no one in the other hand smoking, really or serious. This is called anarthanate. See, then, after anarthanivitti, then you become clean. Jesham antagatam papam. This is called the freedom state from all sinful activities. Because unless we are free from all sinful activities, we cannot engage ourselves in devotion and service. Jesham antagatam papam jananam punyakarmam. Te dhanna maho nirmakta bhajante imaan virabhata. The bhajan, devotional service, is possible when one is freed from this anarthas, unwanted thing. Tato nishtha, tato rishi, tatha sakti, tato bhava, sarvakana vayam prema, prajuddhari bhagattama. So these are the different states of sadhya. Actually, devotional service means increasing your faith more and more. And these are the steps. The first step is that you must associate with devotees and then take to bhajana kriya, then see, examine yourself, that whether you are free from all the anartha, all the unwanted things. If all the unwanted things are vanquished, then you have fancy, bhakti, bhavati, nashti. Nittam bhagavata sevaya, nasta prayeshu avadreshu. Nasta, not that I'm completely free from all sinful activities, but prayeshu, say 50%, 60% is gone. At that time, nasta prayeshu avadreshu, how it has come to take place? Nittam bhagavata sevaya. Nittam yaku daily, not that bhagavata saptam and finish and whole year you can do all nonsense. Not like that. Nittam bhagavata. I don't find any bhagavata saptam, any authorized books. I don't find. There are so many big scholars, commentators of Srimad Bhagavata, beginning from Siddhartha Swami. Nobody has recognized this bhagavata saptam. But if I come to existence by the professional man, but actually, Nishtana Bhagavata Siva, how you can finish Bhagavata in 7 days? You cannot finish it in one verse. My Guru Maharaj explains to the Bhagavata, the first verse, Janmadvasyajataha in Dhaka, for 3 months. Actually, it is so profound. Janmadvasyajata, this very course contains all the Vedanta syllabus. So how you can finish Bhagavata within 7 days? It is the first. Actually, Bhagavata should be really Nittanga Bhagavata Seva. Nasta prayeshu avadreshu. Nittanga Bhagavata Sevaya. Bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naishthiti. Pride. 75% of your unwanted things are jinla. And then your naishthiti form slowly devotional attitude develops. Bhagavati uttama sloke bhakti bhavati naishthiti. Tate rajottamo bhava kamalu bhava yasthiti. Cheta etai anadijyam. Sitam satya prasidati. You cannot have a steady position unless you come to the platform of goodness. Sita satya, satya means satya gun, goodness. And rajagun and tamagun means calm and lust and giving. This is the same. And when you come to the platform of goodness, then you are satisfied. That I don't want all these things. Now I want Brahma. Brahma jnana kirti brahmana. So these are the processes. So Bhagavata recommends tat sadda khodda dhana munayo jnana vairagya cittaka. There must be sufficient knowledge. Otherwise this kind of vairagya has no meaning. I have taken renounced order of life. But I privately have got all this nonsense, illicit sex, intoxication, gambling. That is not the path. Real knowledge means there must be renouncement of this nonsense. That is real knowledge. Jnana vairagya cittaya munayo. Pashyanti jnana. For him it is not difficult to find out where is God. He can immediately find out God sitting within his house. Immediately. Premanjana churita bhakti vilotanena santa sadaiva ridayesu vilopaya. Anywhere he can sit down and he can talk with God. He can see God. He can take direction from God. Pashyanti atmani chatmanam. Bhakta, Sultan Dhritaya. By devotional service, not by other means. Sultan Dhrita, by understanding from the Veda, not manufactured. Just like Krishna said, evam parampara prasam evam rajan sayu. You have to hear from Krishna or from his bona fide representative. Then it is his service. Thank you very much.